This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
The Dillon Creek Restoration Project is coming to a close after 2 years of community effort, and Foci, in partnership with Linnea Farm, is hosting a celebration that includes the premiere of a documentary made about the project. The documentary intends to educate the viewer on the process and act as a record for the project. Miranda Cross, Dillon Creek Wetlands Project's manager, said she hopes people come out to, quote, learn about the project's success and next steps, end quote. The project was implemented to mitigate additional nutrients being added to Hague and Gunflint Lakes, which was contributing to algae blooms, and to provide critical habitat for wildlife. I spoke with Beatrix Baxter, the local filmmaker responsible for the documentary airing on the project, about the purpose of her film and what she learned through the process of making it.
Hey, I'm Beatrix Baxter. I'm a documentary filmmaker, among other things. And I've been working as the entry filmmaker on the Dillon Creek Wetland Restoration Project.
So what's the premise or the goal of the documentary?
The purpose of the film was to create a really wonderful record of this community initiative that unfolded over 2 years, just to let everybody remember the story of this restoration project and to inspire other projects like it.
So is the Dillon Creek Wetland Project, quote-unquote, finished?
The funding that was made available through the grants that Miranda and the rest of the team have been working with was, I think, a 3-year cycle. And we're coming up on, at the end of March here, is the closure, the completion of that 3-year cycle. So this phase of the project, I would say, for all intents and purposes, is being completed this month. But of course, the wetland itself is a work in progress. So it will change and transform over the years. And hopefully more projects will be happening further upstream. But yeah, this phase, I would say, is coming to an end.
What's something that you're hoping to teach your viewers about restoration and projects like these?
I think one thing that I got out of it was just being so excited about wetlands and just learning how important they are to our survival as we face climate change and climate collapse. And wetlands offer like just an incredible amount of protection from all different forces. And yeah, just hearing Miranda speak so passionately about wetlands, I think it'll inspire so many people to think about wetlands differently. And also, one thing that was interesting that came out of it was just seeing heavy equipment being utilized in restoration work instead of destruction work. And that was really cool to see that there is a future for people who want to be doing good work, typically have these sort of destruction type jobs.
Yeah, opportunities there for sure.
Yeah, so many opportunities to do all kinds of different work in a wetland restoration project like this. There's all kinds of monitoring that has to happen throughout the whole process. And then, of course, Miranda's job, which was overseeing the whole project. There was the heavy equipment operators. There's tons of people involved doing really meaningful work. And there was also tons of volunteers. So yeah, it's really cool, meaningful work.
Yeah, and a huge community unifying effort, which is cool. So does the documentary talk about the potential for future restoration projects at all, or just the future of Dillon Creek in general?
Yeah, we teased it out a bit at the ending. Just Miranda and Tom, who were both leading the restoration work, have noticed quite a lot of erosion happening upstream in Dillon Creek, and have identified several other sites that would make really good wetland areas to restore. That gets teased out at the end. Obviously, every single person who has the means can create their own wetland on their own property. So we also invite people to think about doing this work for themselves or on their own land. But yeah, for this particular wetland, or the watershed, the Hague-Gunflint watershed, there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, and the film definitely speaks to that.
Cool. When is the documentary releasing, and where can someone watch the doc?
The film is premiering at Linnea Farm on March 31st, there will be a really wonderful wetland tour that Miranda's leading at 4:30, and then a community potluck, and then we'll do a screening of the film. So that'll be its world premiere. And then after that, it'll be put onto YouTube, and Foci will have it up on their website.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for all your work to show the community about this awesome project.
Yeah, thanks, Louis.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.